Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Right now begins our quest to make the clock great again.
And only we.
That's right.
Can make no one else.
Only us.
Just us.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
So Buckley over there.
Nope.
No.
Buckley's been in charge for how many years, and this clock has gone straight to hell.
That's right.
There is no producer that has ever kept us on the clock.
No, it's ridiculous.
It is you, and it is me.
That's it. We're the only ones.
Make the clock great again.
We have the answers. I'm going to make us hats.
Oh, I love that.
Make the clock great again. Somewhere Jeff Austin's behind.
Would anyone understand that?
Jeff leans back in his chair, smiles, and nods. He's like, yeah.
No, probably not. But, you know, it would be funny for us.
Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you which college football team is most overrated. The winner of this was Miami.
Yeah, I could see that.
48%.
We just rolled, brother.
Voted too.
Notre Dame 27%.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana 15%. And BYU just 10%.
Hey, look at us little spunky.
Why does
coots.
No one think you're overrated?
I don't know. It's because it's hard. Like, no one really thinks BYU is that good. I think that's probably the crux of it. Like, no one's claiming that BYU is the best team in the country. Otherwise, people would say that they're overrated. Johnny Lewis today asked me about the big Cougar tails. He wanted to know if I had the lowdown. At BYU, they sell maple bar, giant maple bars at the game from the BYU Creamery, and they call them Cougar Tails. Johnny Ludes was very interested. And he's like, is it life-changing? I'm like, no, dude, it's a maple bar. I said,
love a good maple bar.
Well, yeah, it's just a big maple bar. It's a good maple bar, but he goes, it's not anything special. I'm like, is Cougar cheese special? He's like, it's good cheese. I said, yeah, it's not the best cheese in the world, but it's fun. It's local.
Is Cougar cheese a thing?
Yeah.
They have their own cheese up there?
Yeah, Washington State.
No.
Yeah.
Can I get it in the store?
Yeah, I think you got to buy it up there. I think you can probably order it and have it shipped to you. But yeah, it comes from the creamery, just like our Cougar Tails at BYU come from the creamery there. I'm sure Kansas has something. You have something at your stadium you're known for, your basketball games. You don't have anything that's like a specific, like a Dodger dog. Lots of places have it.
I think a lot of places do have a famous concession, but I'm not sure every place has a famous concession.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I can't think of one for, like,
nothing
not for Oregon.
Well, I'm just telling you, if you go down to BYU, it's a good maple bar, but you're not going to leave out that place being like, oh my God, did you have the maple bar? No, it's just, and if it wasn't called the Cougar Tail and it was just called the BYU Giant Maple Bar, no one would give two S's.
Would it be more offensive if Oregon served beaver or husky?
Side note, ever eaten beaver?
You know, like if they had little beaver skewers, it'd be kind of cute.
I think what you'd probably do is serve PETA something wouldn't. And just call it beaver and not, you know. I don't think you'd want real beaver.
Well, you wouldn't want real husky either.
No, but I think it'd be
like
better.
Like you'd literally be eating the pets.
They're eating the dogs.
I think you'd rather eat the beaver than eat the dog. I would think.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, which is worse in the eyes of the
Yeah, the
of the
dog.
The woke.
The husky.
They're eating the dogs.
All right, well, I guess that's a bad idea.
Probably.
Can't serve duck at Autzen, can
no,
you?
No, that'd be weird.
You don't want to do that.
No, that'd be weird. No, be weird.
What were we talking about? Oh, Cougar cheese.
Cougar cheese.
So Cougar it's cheese. Good?
And BYU, yeah. You've never had the Cougar Gold?
Never even heard of it.
I've never had the Cougar Gold, but I've heard people who went to Washington State talk about how great the Cougar Gold is.
Let me just state for the record, it's a good cheese.
Is it just cheese?
Well, it's a good, that's what I Johnny Lewis was like, it's a really good cheese. I said, yeah, it's, I bet if we went to New Seasons, I guarantee I could find you a cheese that's as good, but probably way better. And he's like, well, yeah. But you call it Cougar cheese. You went to Washington State, so it's unique and fun. When you go to the Dodger Stadium.
It's cheese with school spirit.
Yeah, when you go to Dodger Stadium, you're like, oh, I got to get a Dodger dog. And then you eat it, and you're like, it's
Dodger dogs suck. I've heard from everyone.
Well,
they're just,
you're
it's
a giant fan.
But it's like, it's just not a good hot dog.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't trust your opinion on that.
Yeah. You're,
I haven't even had one. Of course you can't.
Well, then how do you even know
because
that?
Because I've heard from everyone.
Oh, shut up.
It's a hot dog.
I just admitted I have no leg to stand on.
But you call it a Dodger dog, and you go eat it, and you're like, ah, I'm a Dodger dog and a beer, and it feels good.
Like, oh, this thing's dumb because it's no different than any other hot dog.
That's every place you go that has their own unique thing. It's fine. It's good. It's tasty. Nothing's life-changing. It's branding. It's like when you say, someone tells you you got to go eat it In-N-Out for the first time, you eat it, and they're like, what do you think? You're like, oh, it's a hamburger. It's good. Yeah.
Nice little smash
never
burger.
Never eat there again. And their fries suck.
Their fries are the worst in the game.
They're the worst.
Not even close.
I think
they call them fries. I think they call them fresh potatoes because that's what they're like.
I think they're doing bits. I think they're trying to make them as bad as they can just to see if drive-through fills up today. Watch this.
Like when Jordan had the Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
He's like, I bet you I can sell underwear.
They can get away with this? Yeah. Let's see.
Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan, also pertaining to college football. We are asking you, which team would you most like to see miss the college football playoff just because?
Oh, I like this. I like a good spite.
Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, or Notre Dame? Vote hard. Right now, Alabama leading the way.
Bama? I can see that.
Yeah, people don't. I don't know why. Is that a DeBoer thing?
Well, it's one, you know, Alabama's been the standard for so long, and then two, DeBoer. So you add those
they're kind of the
together.
Most recent Yankees of college football, so
Yankees.
It's like,
see,
just
I thought
because
Notre
they've
Dame,
won so much.
I really thought Notre Dame would win this. Well, there's a lot of hate for Notre Dame.
But they haven't been that relevant
no,
recently.
No, that's my thing. I've come around. Like, I used to hate Notre Dame. I don't anymore. They're like the Dallas Cowboys. I can't hate them because they're not any good.
Yeah. Well, they're good.
They're okay. You have to win stuff for me to hate you. Like, if Duke goes 20 years and doesn't win anything, I'm like, all right, go Duke.
Should I remind you that their coach killed a kid?
At the time.
Well, that's LSU's coach now.
He's LSU's coach.
Well, I know, but.
That is true.
That happened at Notre Dame.
That did. That's, you know.
By the way, Oregon and Notre Dame tied for second here. I had to give people a chance to vote Oregon out.
Yeah, people venting.
Yeah, because, you know, there's not everybody's an Oregon fan around here. No. I don't think.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine. I think that fried beaver thing, yeah, I think there's some of them probably not happy. See, that's what Oregon State should do at Reser is they should serve crispy duck.
Exactly. Now, that would be fine,
that's
right?
Fine.
Like, I bet that would sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Or like duck.
You ever had a crispy duck?
Delicious. Yes.
Yeah. I don't like duck all that much.
I love duck.
You
well, it depends. Like a good duck fried rice. Go to 99 Ranch out in Tulleton. You can get like a $10 crispy duck. And let me tell you, delightful. I need it crisp, though. I need it. I need some crunch to it on that skin.
All right, there's your poll. Vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. We're going to get into some college football playoff musings next. Here's Buck.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.